The essence of attraction is space. Now, the attraction will only ever grow if there is enough space between you and the other person. So let's start right at the beginning. In fact, the day you were born, that's how far we're going. So in the beginning, we are just like our parents. We rely on our mother for everything. And because we have grown inside her, we feel as if we are an actual extension of her. And as we start walking and talking though, we start displaying our own unique personalities. Our personalities only grow over time and we develop a sense of independence. The truth is, we all value our independence and we are not supposed to be around another person all of the time. It's healthy for us to have space and to have our own lives. And today's video is all about uncovering why space is so important, but also the many benefits of giving the person that you like plenty of space. Like and subscribe and stay tuned. So why space is important, the fight or flee? When we are really attracted to someone, we tend to chase them. We can't help ourselves. Humans have two responses to being chased. That is either to fight for it or to flee. So let's look a little bit more into what the fight and the flee really mean. Fighting is when she is not that attracted to you and so she will end up pushing you away or breaking up with you in a nasty, awful way. So this can leave you with those emotional scars that feel like the pain is going to last a lifetime. But on the other hand, we have the flee. And fleeing is when someone pushes you away or breaks up with you for no real reason. Yes, this does happen. You've probably experienced it. It means that this person was scared because you are showing them so much attention and it actually starts to put them off you. So now we don't want this to happen, do we? So this is why creating space and having enough space is oh so important. So let's dive into the many benefits of space. Let's take a closer look at why space is important and beneficial if you want that relationship to bloom. The first reason is that space actually increases attraction. Space can increase attraction, and I mean this, but dramatically. Because when we spend time away from someone, they start picturing us in a different way, and it's usually always in a positive way. What I mean by this is if you give a girl space, she will start thinking about the first time she met you, what you looked like, what you were wearing, and your overall body language. She might even remember what you wore. It could be that red colored t-shirt, and she's thinking, yeah, he was really handsome in that outfit. Basically, space gives her mind more time to race and to picture you in a different way from how she may have, well, never seen you before. Space increases tension. You know how some relationships seem to have that magical spark, the electric attraction and a type of tension around them? Well, it most certainly did not just appear overnight. They most likely used space to create this winning formula. So space allows the tension between you both to increase. The feeling of missing someone helps with this a lot. If you are both talking every so often, but not as much as you would normally, and you're not seeing each other face to face, you start to build tension by flirting. Don't be overly sexual though, just drop in enough flirting, just the right amount to create some tension between you both, and then you easily just sit back and reap in those benefits. Very commonly overlooked, but oh so important. Space gives you more time to focus on yourself. Now, we are all independent at heart and we all have unique things that make us happy. And if a girl has asked you to give her space, then you respect it and you give her that time so that you can focus on yourself. Spending time with friends and family is a great way to do this. Another way is to do things you love, for example, going to the movies or even playing sports. Spend time doing something that lights you up and it will make you a much more desirable partner in the long run. Space allows the other person to miss you. Oh yes, you will start to receive that magical, I miss you text. And that is probably what you're dreaming of right now. Giving someone space, believe this or not, lets a lady actually start to really miss you. She'll be thinking about what you are busy doing and start wanting to do things with you. You might have to wait maybe a week or two, but she will text you in the end and say something along the lines of, I really miss you, let's meet up. Or, I miss you, let's do this thing. And then she sends you a link to a thing that you guys could do together. That's when you know that you have her where you want her and she's gonna be all yours. You need to still message her during this time, but do it much less and make sure you stop seeing her as much. Space allows you to think about what you really want. Yeah, that's right. We have spoken a lot about playing hard to get in the past couple of weeks, creating that tension and winning a girl over. It's been all about her, but the truth is though, you actually might be wanting to take space from her because maybe deep down something just doesn't feel right. You might have an inkling that things are not as they may seem and that you are not sure if you want that relationship to go past dating and for things to go even deeper. So you can take a step back from everything and think about what it is that you really want. Then instead of fighting or fleeing, you just tell her truthfully how you feel and you can part on good terms. A very important question. How do you know when a woman wants space? Stay with me on this. Women are often compared to cats because of their need for both space and attention. You see, cats love attention, but it has to be on their terms, not on anyone else's. And you know cat behavior, it's just very mystical. They also like space and to be left alone, and this is exactly what women are like. They want you to pay them attention, but only when they want it and when they want space. But again, they only want space from you when they ask for it. So confusingly, how do you know when a woman wants that space? Well, she will start acting distant, not wanting to see you as much and taking longer to reply to your messages. It will seem as though she is drifting away from you and possibly not as attracted to you as before. This is the moment where you start to pump the brakes and give her the space that she wants badly. You tell her that you are going to give her some space and when she's ready to see you again, she can contact you. Now this shows her that you are very confident enough that when she comes back, you will always be the mature one in the relationship and it encourages her to be mature too. Next question, how much is enough space? This is another tricky thing to watch out for because if you give her too much space, she will think that you're not interested and she will stop the moving on process. But if you don't give her enough, she will feel very suffocated and chased. You need to give her just enough. Now, the secret is you can read this by how often she contacts you. If she starts messaging you first, it means she's ready for you to take the reins and for everything to be okay. But if she's not messaging you though, it means she has either decided to move on or she just needs that space to figure out her feelings. Don't get me wrong, guys. Giving a woman space can be risky. You could lose her, but if you do, it means you probably would have eventually lost her further down the line anyway, and she was not the right person for you. But if she sticks around, you know then that that is a strong base for a good relationship, and you would both be able to get through a lot together. Even if it ends with you both just dating, as long as you both have fun, well, surely it was worth it. I cannot stress this enough. Needing space does not mean that the relationship is over. And I know you have that chronic panic feeling when someone says, I need space. If a woman says that she needs space, make sure not to just walk off and switch off. There is still a chance that she will come back, and it does not at all automatically mean that it's over. In fact, there is a huge chance that she will come back, so you don't want to cut ties completely and then ruin those future chances. Respect her need for space, ask how long she thinks she will need, and then you just get on living your own amazing, awesome, healthy life. While she has her space and then she comes back to you, and well, she's going to be even more attracted to you than she ever has been before. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.